Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Patricia McDowell, the licensed esthetician, New York State licensed esthetician, and owner of The Essence of Beauty by Tricia, located in the Throgsneck section of the Bronx. This is the first Friday facial, and I'd like to welcome all of you who are now listening to the show. This show airs every month. Generally, it's the first Friday of the month, but I'm a little late because I had a very busy Friday with clients. So I'm catching up. And so today we're going to talk about lash lift. And many of you may have heard of it, and some of you have not. But what is a lash lift? And a lash lift is a treatment that instantly gives your lashes a lift. It's separations and it highlights the lashes. It gives the lashes more definition. And this is all done without the use of extensions or any harmful chemicals, because can you imagine that? I mean, you can have fabulous looking lashes, which you already have, but you just don't see them because of that, unless you put clunks of mascara on. And even if you have straight eyelashes curled up, and again, it would enhance your entire look. So being called the gentle alternative to lash extension, lash lift essentially takes the natural hair you do have and aligning the lid with a styrofoam curl worthy of mascara aid. When you first get the treatment done, it looks like you have really great mascara on, even when you're in the water. So that's even fabulous. It takes about 90 minutes from the start to finish, and it lasts about anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks. And unlike with extensions, you can rub your eyes, you can wear makeup, and you can go on because they're your natural lashes. The only thing I would suggest is that you don't wear mascara that has oil. So you don't want to wear an oil-based mascara. But the lashes are very natural in comparison to the artificial individual lashes or the lash strips. And it's low maintenance, and it has low impact in terms of harming or damaging the nail. So how would you go about getting these lashes? Well, you go to either an esthetician or a makeup artist or a hairstylist who is has their license both in cosmetology, which includes the hair as well as skincare. Of course, your skincare professional. And then you have people who solely does lashes. They call themselves lash technicians. And before you take on any kind of lashes, you should always consult with your physician to see if you are a good candidate for the lash lift. The technician will begin by using a medical grade glue to affix a silicone rod on your lid. Then they will glue the tips of your lashes to the rod to create the shape for the curl. And then they follow by a layer of lifting serum to impart the shape. And usually that lifting serum may have the ingredients of keratin on it, which is very good. With keratin, if you know anything about keratin usually helps the hair to grow. The brand that I like to use is called Elbanan, and which uses ingredients such as the keratin. The harshest ingredient is alcohol in the whole package, which is the lifting solution. But we follow it with a setting lotion, and that is rich in, again, hydrating ingredients like aloe and gelatin. Lifting serum is wiped off after about 8 to 10 minutes, depending on how thick your hair is, and it's followed with setting lotion, which sets for about 4 to 8 minutes. And I typically recommend getting a tint along with the treatment, and it will, if you decide to do that, then that will take an additional step, and that takes roughly about 10 more minutes. So you're adding another 10 more minutes to your to the procedure. So 90 minutes becomes, you know, 100 minutes. After that, the formula is wiped off, and your lashes come up unglued, and you are all set to sport your new lashes. Now, maintenance is also less taxing with the eyelash lift versus the lash extension because they are your own lashes, natural eyelashes. You can still use mascara. Again, I would recommend an oil-free mascara and lash serum if that's what you, you know, typically do. And for the first 2 days following your lashes, I recommend keeping your face out of hot water and in or in the shower, hot shower, as well as not using steam on your face since the heat can deactivate the solution and swapping out the oil-based mascara remover. You don't want to use that for the next few weeks. If you tend to sleep on your stomach or your side, keep a spoolie brush beside your bed so that you can brush through the lashes. Because going to bed and before going to bed, and when you wake up in the morning, you want to brush through your lashes as well. And it's a good practice always, even if you don't have lash lift, to always, you know, brush your eyelashes before and after going to bed. So after about 6 to 8 weeks, which is the natural growth cycle of the lashes, you'll start to notice that the curled pieces are beginning to disappear as the set you previously had started with. So it will be at that point that you want to start the process again. So I think you would be really, really happy. You'd be utterly amazed how beautiful your lashes are when you have the lash lift done. Again, it's your own natural lashes, and you would absolutely love them when you haven't, particularly when they're your own lashes. And the reason why I want to go back to tinting, because the reason why we recommend having the tint done, because when you have your hair colored, you put the peroxide on, and it kind of opens up the pores so it can take in the color. Well, when you do the lash lift, that process that that we put onto the eyelashes, it prepares the lashes properly for the tint. So if you were to get the lashes and if you were to get the lash lift and not get the tint that day, you have to wait a couple of days before coming back, and then the process takes a little longer, and so you really come up faster time wise when you do the tint followed by the lash lift. And the tint can be done in various colors. It can be done in black. It can be done in dark brown. It can be brown black. And even blonde. Most people generally get black because usually when you, I would say follow whatever you do in terms of your mascara. So if you normally wear brown mascara, I would say do the brown tint. If you normally get black mascara, I would say use the black tint or brownish black. If you that's that what you mascara color you use, then use that color for your tint. Again, the natural nails will look. The eyelashes will look fabulous, and I strongly believe that the eyelashes, and along coupled with eyeliner, it really frames the eye. And without it, the eye just doesn't pop. So I think this would be a wonderful treatment to have, particularly when you go on vacation, because the one thing you will have to worry about is your eyelashes. It's a wonderful thing if you're going to the special occasion, brides who are getting married. I mean, this is something that you would really, really want to do, because again, the last thing, especially when you're tearing up, you know, I would say I would recommend a bride to come in maybe 2 days before the wedding and having her the lash lift done. Okay, so I think that's it. That's what I wanted to cover. If you want to come into my spa and have an eyelash lift done, first we begin with like any other technician, whether it's an esthetician or a lash technician or makeup artist, you come in for a consultation, and then we would decide, you know, what's the best treatment for you. But again, I think you would really love the eyelash lift. Okay, and like I said, it's not as stressful to the lashes as the individual lashes or the lash strip. Okay, so that's all I have for today. I hope that you enjoyed the show, and I hope you found it interesting. And if you have suggestions or questions that you may want to ask me, you could always send me an email at pat@theessenceofbeautybytricia. That's T-R-I-C-I-A. That's The Essence of Beauty by Tricia. If you want to, again, send me an email, again, it's The Essence of Beauty by Tricia. And my treatment room is called The Essence of Beauty by Tricia, located in the Throgneck area of the Bronx. And you can also go to my website, www.essenceofbeautybytricia. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful month, and I'll see you in May. Good night, everyone.